have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And he said, my God, what a song. Oh, that blessed me so today. Praise the Lord. Thank you for checking us out on today. You have reached the podcast. The podcast, I'm telling you, is dedicated to you, my sister girls. It's dedicated to women who are winning at life and those who choose to, those who are trying to, those who believe they can. That's right. It's dedicated to you. It's Thursday, and I am thankful. I know you are, too. So let me rephrase. It's Thursday, and we're thankful. Amen. We give God the praise for this opportunity to share where you can hear positive vision and vibes and a positive voice. That's right. Your place for positive vision, positive vibes, and positive voice. Without any further ado, I'm Loretta Petit. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. We're going to go right into prayer. Father God, we thank you today for this blessed opportunity to speak into the ears, the hearts, and to the lives of your people. We pray, oh God, that you would get the glory and that someone somewhere will know that they are worthy because of whose they are. God, we pray today that someone will get inspired to awaken that vision, that dream, and go after it, not just to sit and wish and hope, but to pray and to do as they trust and believe you. So God, we give you thanks today. We thank you for my awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim, and for the entire Elation Radio family. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise right now. It is in the precious and matchless name of Jesus the Christ. We say amen and thank God. Hey guys, once again, this is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Please reach out to me at LorettaReviews@gmail.com with your questions, your comments, your invites, and your prayer requests. Once again, that's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. We want to talk today briefly. As you know, we are yet in our abbreviated segments for the next few weeks. We are offering you fresh and compelling content through what we're going to share today. But I do want you to know we're coming back full blast real soon. Today's topic is, it's about being in the know. If you look in Acts chapter 16, you come across a lady named Lydia. She was a merchandiser, a vendor of sorts. She dealt in purple, and purple meant something, still does. It's about, you know, class. It's about perspective of royalty. Well, she was a woman in the know. She knew what was going on. She knew how to make her way prosperous and enjoy good success. She was in the know. So on today, I want you also to be in the know and find your fresh and compelling content through these venues I'm about to share with you. I want to share with you on these women's sites where you can go and be refreshed, learn, and grow. So that's what I have for you today. Today is National Coffee Day. For all my coffee drinkers, hey, I lift my cup to you. And it's also National VFW Day, and you know that's the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And they're always offering volunteerism and opportunities to get involved in community. So we salute all of you as well. So I have three sites I want to bring to the forefront. I want to share with you over the next 5 minutes or so. There is a site called Hello Giggles. The Hello Giggles site is hellogiggles.com, where you can find positive news for women who keep up with social media. You want to know what's happening, social media, so you want to go to this site so you can stay informed. The social media buzz, what is it all about? What are the trending topics? Maybe for your newsletters, maybe for your talk shows, your programs, or maybe just for your women's group. You want to know what's going on, so that's called Hello Giggles. It's hellogiggles.com. You get your timely entertainment, and, of course, you can find topics and headlines. The second site I want you to be knowledgeable about is called Women E-News. And this site grew out of a 1996 roundtable discussion that was conceived and funded. It's a foundational fund effort. It's hosted by the Legal Defense and Education Fund. Now, this site covers issues of concern to women and women's perspectives on things such as equality and public policy, politics, religion, health, science, and sustainability in education, sports, and legislation. So for all of you most serious-minded sisters, you want to know how to stay informed. I don't want you to be an ignorant people. I want you to be an informed people. So that's why we have this content on today. You can go to womensenews.org. That's womensenews.org. And you can find information about the Women's E-News, okay? They even offer you an opportunity to get your articles published. Many of you may be good, good writers, but you don't know where to bring your stuff. You don't know where to put it. But when you get a situation like this where they offer you an opportunity to get published, then you look into that. And the final site I want to bring to the forefront is called She Knows. She Knows. That's right. You want to be one of those she's who know, right? So She Knows, it's an informative and practical daily needs site full of inspiration and information to live full and authentically you. It's an empowerment platform to celebrate your authentic voice, bodies, and experience. So what do I mean when I say bodies? It's about wellness facts. That's right. You get your wellness facts here. It's called She Knows, and you can find the site at SheKnows.com. So the sites I brought forth today, Hello Giggles, that's HelloGiggles.com, Women's E-News, I may have given you the wrong site address for that. If womensenews.org doesn't work, try womensnews.org. Can't read my own handwriting. And then SheKnows.com. You can thank me later, but this is information where you can stay informed. You can have your fresh and compelling content. You can be refreshed daily, weekly. You can be in the know. And it's all about us being knowledgeable so we can help ourselves, but also help somebody else. I pray today that it has helped you in some way, and if not today, start to dig in, read about it, see what's going on, and where you can find your platform, where you can find your place, where you can work your call, where you can do your ministry, information that can help you to be a better you, because you'll have the knowledge. Now, God will add the wisdom to what you can do with that knowledge, but get the knowledge. Always get the knowledge. My name is Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show in abbreviation right now. We're coming back in full form real soon. But until then, I always have nuggets for you. I have information for you. And prayerfully, I have inspiration for you as well. On tomorrow night, you can, of course, I'm not sure of the dates anymore, but it's every other week. Look for From Ashes to Beauty on the Clubhouse app. And you can join in a discussion for 9 p.m. Central. It's every other week, so I think it may not be this Friday, but it may be next Friday. And we have a prayer call on Monday nights at 9 p.m. If you can look for me on Facebook, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Preach Girl. You'll be able to find out the things that's happening that you can plug into. I hope that you would. I really do. Don't forget to reach out to me if you have questions, if you have comments, if you have invites for me, or if you have prayer requests. Send that email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And until then, you stay blessed walking up the King's highway. God bless you. Bye-bye. Give me your heart, Lord. Give me a heart.
Give me a heart that your love floodgate. Give me a heart that you made whole. Holy Spirit, you take control. Give me a heart after your heart. Give me a heart. Surrounded in your loving kindness. All I need is a heart like stone. So give me a heart that lives for you. A heart to do your will. A heart that's humble and patient. And I can feel. Give me a sacrificial heart. Give me a heart that's soft as a whisper, able to sting.